yesterday I was taking my dog Ray for a walk and we were walking around the base of Fig Tree Pocket right near the boat ramp and there's a beautiful park, kids park there, and I was watching this poor mother trying to negotiate with a three-year-old as to why she couldn't go on the swings because the mum's saying, no, look, they're all tied up. We can't play on them. And she's like, well, you can untie them, can't you, mummy? Well, the good news is that is exactly what is going to happen this weekend.
Playgrounds and outdoor gyms have been off limits for the past few weeks, but the closed signs are finally coming down. Brisbane City Council preparing to reopen its facilities ahead of further relaxed restrictions this weekend.
And a man who has more power than that mummy is the Brisbane Lord Mayor, Adrian Schrinner. Good morning, Lord Mayor.
Good morning. Hey, don't worry. I've been in trouble with my own kids for the same reason. It's like, Daddy, why can't you reopen the playground?
And actually, when a kid asks you that, that's a little problematic with the answer.
Well, the good news is they're all reopening. And look, I heard that suggestion for the time capsule.
From Leanne,
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Great idea. And so I could probably give you more than one sign. We're reopening 1,000 playgrounds ready for tomorrow morning. So you want 1,000 signs?
maybe one. Is there a separate sign that there's one on the playground? Is there a different sign on the gym sets, or they're the same, aren't they?
Same, yeah, it's the same sign.
Okay.
What are you going to do with them, Adrian? Yes, you'll have one that you'll give to us, but then there's 999. What happens to them?
We're going to try and recycle them. I think that's the best thing to do with them, but other than the ones that go in the time capsule. It is interesting, though. This is a really unique time in our history, so we need to make sure we capture it. This is something that we'll all look back on and you know, think, remember that time when no shop had any hand sanitizer, when our playgrounds were closed, when our libraries and pools were closed, and we all had to stay indoors. It's pretty unique.
History-making, really, isn't it?
Capture it.
It is.
Yeah.
But, Adrian, we're also asking for all the people that are donating stuff, and we've had some amazing things. We've got a crocheted little nurse doll that's coming in.
Yeah, we've got paper hugs, which are outlines of kids coloured in and then sent to their grandparents so they can wrap them around themselves.
We've got a border pass, but we're asking everyone that's sending something in to also include a couple of paragraphs of what this time meant to them. So I ask you the same question.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, it's one of those things that's kept me awake at night. But I have to say, it's just one of those, the real thing it meant to me, though, is the impact that this has had on our economy and local jobs. Like, it's just, that has been the real thing that's been keeping me awake at night. I'm just looking forward to everyone getting back together, like getting back out, getting back to support local business as soon as possible so we can all get back to work.
From a council's perspective, do you think it'll take a long time?
Oh, look, we can hope that it doesn't. But look, it's yet to be seen, really. This is still an evolving situation. But look, we've had a really busy weekend for local businesses last weekend, and I know the same thing will happen. Let's just keep it going. Every dollar you spend in a local business helps support, you know, those jobs, and that's what we need right now.
All right. Well, Lord Mayor, we thank you for the sign that we're going to keep. Keep the other ones handy for a little while before you recycle, but we hope you never use them again.
No problem. Hey, it's great that you're doing this.
Thanks.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. That's great stuff.
Yeah.
7 o'clock update in minutes. And coming up after 7, do you have cravings when you were pregnant?
Yeah.
Going to share them with us?
Yeah. It's a little risque. In fact, I still possibly, if you put one in front of me, I might devour it and shove it down my gullet.
Well, you beautifully expressed, Robin.
That's kind of what I did when I was pregnant.
I was watching Katy Perry, pregnant, on MasterChef last night, going, wow, she's chowing down there. She's, and I think some of it had to be cravings.
Yeah.
We'll find out after 7. Right, I got money.